Three. I should count us in, almost.
Tres.
Dogs of Brown Town.
Dos. Uno.
Bienvenidos a Dogs of Brown Town.
Gracias, gracias.
Gracias, gracias.
Por supuesto.
I'm
La biblioteca.
As usual, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Saul Trujillo. And next to me is, look at you, supporting the homie.
Hell yeah.
A supporter of homies, Hormoz Rashidi.
Hormoz Rashidi, hey.
Next to him is
Old Nervous Joel.
You gotta be Old Nervous Joel.
Well, you know, here's what happens when you're friends with guys like you. You just never know what you're gonna
guys
say.
Guys like me! Look, no. I just like to bring a little baby fire by the name of Hormoz.
Yeah.
And then I gaslight him. And then you're going like, that's a bad fire. You should have put out the fire.
That fire gets big fast.
And I'm like, what's wrong with the fire? Gas.
Oh, can I just say, I saw a photo of Saul like years ago. Jess showed us like a photo of you guys doing some show, probably at the IO West or something it looked like. But can I just want to say that you look great now. So,
oh, thanks, man.
I saw it and I was like, oh, he has done really well.
Yeah.
People ask how. Depression. That's truly it.
Really?
Yeah,
you think so?
Yeah.
No.
Because you don't lose 100 and it's like, it was like 130 pounds. I lost it in like a 14 year span. Like, it's not like people go, that's fucking weird. I was like, one time I was sad twice.
Yeah.
That's all. You ever be sad twice?
A couple big chunks.
Yeah, a couple big chunks of sad. And then you lose 60 pounds and then it's really hard to get. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how when people lose 100 pounds and then like, I gained it all back. I'm like, fucking how?
Yeah.
How do you get 100 pounds back? So like I lost 60.
Chris D'Elia lost 100 pounds.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it was his girlfriend.
Oh boy. I thought you were going to say like, I'm glad you said girl.
Yeah.
It's not his woman friend. I'll tell you that. fuck him. I don't like rich people.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be one, but I don't like
I want to be one, but if you're like born under a silver titty, I don't
that
like
is
that.
Fun. If you're rich, you can shit on all the other rich people if you want because they can't really do shit about it.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Nah, I don't know.
I just felt like
this is satirical.
Kind of, that's true. Like, I feel like at the level of
this
like,
is where you stop talking. All right, cool. We go.
When it comes to like shit like that, I mentioned D'Elia. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I hope I never
meet him.
Yeah.
And if I do, he go, did you say that? Like, I sure did.
Yeah.
I sure did say that.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do about
He's
it?
He's actually been really nice to me. And when he was at the store, he was always really, really nice to me. And I didn't even read anything about him and stuff because I didn't want to believe any of it. But then when I saw the Kyle documentary,
I was like, damn. Documentary put
and honestly, I never thought he was a pedophile. I still don't think he's a pedophile.
I don't think he's a pedophile.
Because that documentary kind of showed everybody was 18. He waited till everybody was 18. Mm-hmm. I think a couple people may have lied and pretended they were 18.
But what it really
showed is he was really mean.
Some barely legal
He was
type
really
shit.
Mean to these girls.
Yeah.
And that shit, I don't have any room for that shit.
Okay,
like, don't be a mean person.
I respect the pedophile more than I respect Chris D'Elia. To be honest, at least they're going for it. He's over here on the cusp of it. On the fence of it is worse than actually being on the land. Make up your mind. Are you a monster or are you not? You know what I mean? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he's
you're
like
not
a
into barely legal.
Yeah.
That'd be like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, either be illegal or be cool. Don't fucking be in the gray area.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger's not getting anybody that's like almost asleep.
Yeah.
He's like, I gotta wait. Are they snoring? All right, now I'm in.
I can't tell. No, they weren't technically snoring. All right.
They haven't hit that REM sleep yet.
You gotta start saying technically about stuff? No, she was technically up. Ugh. Get out of here.
Yeah.
But no, I'm just kidding. He's satire, kind of.
Satire.
A little bit.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Am I saying, did he go after the sugar? No. But he went after the Splenda that tasted like the sugar. You know what I mean? But,
I would argue that Splenda just makes you want real sugar.
Sweet, sweet sugar. That barely legal sweet, sweet sugar. No, we've already told that. That guy's not a...
Yeah.
He's a king of pop.
Yeah.
Over kids' butts.
Yeah.
This episode, we were going to talk about sport.
Yeah.
Did either of you growing up playing sports? You did not. I could see it in your face. No,
no. I wanted to, but I was never good at it. Yeah, skateboarding. But
that's a sport.
I was good at soccer.
Oh,
I assume.
awful at baseball, awful at basketball. I would
think baseball and soccer you'd be good at.
Interesting.
He's not Puerto Rican or Dominican.
Yeah.
Like, it's the two.
Oh, Mexicans aren't good at baseball?
We're good with our feet. Skateboard and fuck. They're okay.
Yeah.
They're okay. Yeah. Like, they're really good at stealing base. You know what I mean?
But
like,
yeah, very good at stealing.
I've actually been trying to... I started a petition for putting a wall up in between third and home. Just to see how bad they want it.
Stop the steal!
And for the Cubans, I put a river in between with a little...
That's good. That's going to fit. Those ones are good at baseball. They're good at baseball.
Yeah, I'm going to put like an inner tube instead of a base, and they got to ride the inner tube to home.
Wait, are like Dominican? Is there kind of like some truth into the racism that I just said? Are Dominicans or Cubans good at soccer? Football? I'm sorry.
I don't think
football,
so.
Football? Right?
Don't think so.
I'm sure. Sure.
They're good at baseball.
Yeah, right?
Mexico's good at soccer.
Yeah.
Dominicans and all those island are good at baseball.
Something to it. I don't know what it is. Is it throwing coconuts when you grow up? We don't have coconuts around us. We had a kick iguanas or some shit. I don't know.
I think that it's part of it, why poor countries are good at soccer is because there's a very low buy-in rate to the sport. Like, they can make a ball with bags and tape.
Yeah, and you have 22 people on the field playing against each other.
And I'm going to guess that the baseball thing has to do with some sort of American influence or money or something.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, for sure.
And plus, it's innovative. Like, sometimes if they don't even have a ball, they just use a decapitated head. They're just kicking decapitated head around, dude.
That's true.
Interesting. Oh! That's true. So why are there not more Taliban members in the MLB?
No, they use a decapitated head for soccer, too.
Oh, interesting.
So, okay. So you grew up, were you on a team?
Yeah, AYSO, Region 88, Glendale, La Crescenta. I played soccer, for a lot of years.
Shout out. Well, I like how you still call it soccer. You don't call it football.
Nah, I'm not going to. We're in America.
What did you play? Were you a forward, midfield?
I was a defender for most of my youth because I was real bad. And then later on in my life, I joined like a recreational soccer league called the Futbolistas. It was really fun because it was always 0-0. Or it was a tie. Like, if one team scored, then it was 1-1. It was like nobody won, but it was out to go play.
Boy, I hate that. Really?
Yeah.
I hate that too.
But
I
here's
hate
the thing. That
so
thing.
Much.
It's the gayest shit in the world. So nobody terrible. Wins. No, everybody gets trophies. It's like,
oh, you know who won? You gotta go at the end.
You know who won.
Someone wins 7-0. It's 7-7. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. My point of bringing this up was I love David Beckham. Huge David Beckham fan. And I got into like the position, like midfielder position, because I think they do all the work and get none of the credit. The striker gets the credit because he's the one who ultimately puts the ball in.
Yeah.
But I got real into like doing cool crosses and passing it and stuff. Yeah.
And your dick
fun.
Also bends like Beckham as well.
Exactly.
It's got a nice curvy sword.
The wrong
curvy
way.
Sword. Oh, curvy
oh,
sword.
Shit. Is that the real curvy sword?
We haven't said curvy sword in a while.
Yeah. I got an Instagram ad for a cool hat with a curvy sword. I've been meaning to send it to you. Yeah. We got to get you one.
Wait, why not me? Why just him?
You know why.
That's racist.
Did you grow up playing?
Yeah, I played basketball. I was really good too. I could shoot so good. I remember really thinking I was going to make it to the NBA.
Wow.
And then I went to middle school and played against a couple black kids and immediately shut down immediately. It's so crazy.
And NBA stood for not a black athlete.
Yeah.
You're like, guess I'm not doing this. Fuck.
But I remember like, I was like, oh, I can't, I could shoot so good. And I remember thinking like, oh, the guys who can shoot 40% from three, they make it to the NBA. Hmm. But I didn't realize how athletic somebody like Steve Kerr really was. He was like 6'3" and could stay in front of black guys. Hmm. I couldn't stay in front of like black guys at all. And I was tiny, so I couldn't play defense on them. So I soon realized like, I'm not going to make it to the NBA. Hmm. I should do something else.
I think the NBA is ableist.
Yeah.
They're only picking tall people.
Or maybe they should let men play in the WNBA. I think I had a shot there. I could stay in front of some of those women.
Oh, that'd be great. Regular rec league men?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think
shit.
You'd get whooped, dude.
No, I would. I would. No, they would. Yeah, they would. Yeah, the WNBA chicks are really good.
They're too good at too good. Passing.
Okay, and they're shooting.
It's too dangerous of a thing to bring up to where like if they are or, like they're good.
But good
and then,
college players, like former college players, if they practiced a little and they could beat the women. They could beat them. But dude, one time
not
I was playing
some guy named Steve.
Yeah.
It has to be actual. Okay.
Yeah. But one time I was playing in a game. It was like the best game I ever played. This is like little league basketball. Yeah. I had like 30 something points. Ooh. I was like 6 for 7 from three. Woo. And I was playing against my best friend Sepp's team. Like, yeah. And so I was like, we were like talking shit all week. And I balled out. I had the best game ever. And his mom was filming the whole thing.
Wow. No.
So I had it on tape of me playing so fucking good. Yeah. And then we afterwards, I was like talking so much shit. We had all of our friends come together and we put at Sepp's house and we played the video.
No.
And dog, I was so excited for all my friends to see how good I played. And then all I could see and all anybody could see was when I didn't have the ball, I just stood there with my limp hand.
Oh no.
And I looked so gay. I would just be standing there like this and then I would catch the ball, boom, make the shot. And then I'd be just standing there. Yeah. For some reason, my hand was out in a limp wrist.
Yeah.
And I just got, I thought I was about to be like complimented on playing so good. I got ripped nonstop. Damn. By my friends. Oh my, it was pretty God. Bad.
Sometimes. Yeah, I went 6 for 7. You don't understand. Yeah, whatever. Fucking.
Yeah.
Direction. Did not give any fucks. Dude, I remember thinking like, this is going to be so dope.
I'm going to send this to the NBA. Yeah.
I still see myself in stand-up videos and my hand will be like that. I'll be like, no, it's coming back. Like, no, don't do that.
My steel hand.
Have you thought about cutting your hands off?
I did. I did think about cutting my hands off.
Isn't there a one-armed guy? It's like a one-handed guy? The NBA? Or like he's going to the NBA?
No.
I swear to God.
No.
I swear
there's a one-handed guy who played in
Let's
college.
Find out.
No, yeah, he played in college.
He's going to try to go to the
he's
NBA.
He's never going to the NBA.
I don't know.
You can't play with one hand against the best players. You can play against Division II grabby players.
He could play against me because he'd show the one hand and go, oh, gross. Yeah, shoot the ball. Nasty.
There was a guy with one hand who made it to the NFL, though. That guy made it for like a year.
Oh, wow, the one-armed guy's from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, figures.
The inspiration,
also known as the nice part of Haiti.
Yeah.
It's the same island as Haiti.
I know nothing Haiti. About the Dominican.
So it's called Española. It's uh-huh. one island. Half of it is Haiti, where black slaves revolted and took over, and it's been treated horribly by the world,
uh-huh.
and kept as the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
The
other side is like, you know, way more Latino looking and stuff because we kept that as a colony for way longer.
So the Dominican's the Latino part?
Yeah.
And then the black part that keeps getting shit on?
Forever.
But then like their neighbors, can you imagine a Dominican, hey puppy, sorry for you.
I think there's a big mountain range that separates them.
Oh, okay, my bad.
So they don't really get
to
interact.
You have to be a real dickhead. Go up to the mountain, come down, sorry for you.
Sorry. They're like salsa dancing.
Salsa dancing, throwing baseballs at all the Haitians. God damn. That sucks.
They're like, I hear you have AIDS.
You have AIDS? And who's the guy Wyclef. Wyclef
yeah.
John.
Yeah.
He's always doing something in Haiti.
Yeah.
I'm like, understandably now, I get it.
Yeah.
Keeps getting earthquakes and shit.
Yeah, Haiti.
And he'll be gone till November.
Dude, I love Wyclef, dude.
Yeah, me too.
Wyclef rules.
Big fan of the Fugees.
Too.
Who's like, you just brought the Fugees, made me bring up the singer from the Fugees.
Lauryn Hill.
Isn't she like an asshole?
That's what I found out recently. She
shows up 2 hours late to his shows because you guys are lucky I'm here. Like,
oh, and I heard Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. She didn't credit like a lot of the people who came up with the music and a lot of the people who helped her write it.
I did it.
Yeah.
I get conflicted about this. I think it's like really hard to be a celebrity in general and then more a black celebrity and then a female black celebrity. I think that people don't put enough like thought into like the mental shit that goes on with
that. And we need to normalize their female black celebrities are allowed to be pieces of shit.
Yeah.
We're allowed to say you're a piece of shit and you can't go, well, I'm a female black celebrity. So?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You're a
person.
You're a piece of shit. Yeah. Why are you acting
like
that?
Shit. Yeah.
You're 2 hours late for your show. Yeah. You guys are lucky I'm here. Who fuck
it? It is true because the people that are there are paying your bills technically.
Be fucking grateful.
Yeah.
All right. Never mind.
Yeah.
I just start sinking.
It's heartbreaking though, because I love Lauryn Hill.
Yeah,
to hear she's shitty, brilliant. And to hear that she fucking stole credit from people who deserved it.
Stealing credit.
You're really gonna hate when I tell you what Hitler did.
What did he do?
Well, I know you're a big fan.
Wait, what Hitler do? Was he 2 hours late to the thing?
The art, you're talking about Adolf Hitler, the artist?
He was on
the painter?
He was on painter. That's all that matters.
Did he do something bad?
I like punctuate.
Is he like in a Me Too or something?
This is going to be tough.
There's like billions of Me Toos. Yeah. Like millions and millions. 6 million. Six million Me Toos.
Piece of shit. Millions of Me Toos. Some people say that that's a Me Too. Those Me Toos are conspiracy. You know what I mean?
It's that's like, not oh, me, boy. Dude. That's not, I'm not saying that.
Anyway, so I played sports growing up too.
Can I guess? Soccer goalie.
Wait, I'm going to guess. Wait. Hold on.
Go on.
Too excited.
Sports. Hockey goalie.
Pretty good. You're getting hot. Getting hotter. Or colder. I don't know.
Okay, sports. Saul. How can I make this
pie-eating competitions.
No, go ahead. I can't think of anything.
Basketball. From fourth grade to eighth grade. I was off the bench, obviously.
Yeah.
I was a fat little fucking…
Yeah.
But you were amazing at shooting.
Duh. I had a run.
Yeah.
Kidding me?
And his hands were always doing this.
Yeah. Though I did like for 1 year, I did get two blocks. Super surprising. And it's literally just the fundamentals. It's my coach going, so put your hands up. I put my hands up and an accidental block. I'm like, yeah, that
they
was
were
me,
blocks.
Baby.
They were blocks of Velveeta.
Yeah. That's how you bribe me. And I would typically let 2 to 6 points a game, you know?
When someone tries to bribe Saul, he hears the word brine. And he's like, oh yeah, that's how you make
it. That don't even make sense.
Yeah.
That's how you make it tender. You have to brine it in salt water.
I should
have
known he was good at basketball because I've seen him dribble.
Yeah.
And that might yeah. Yeah. That's a live joke. I got it. Oh boy. I hate it so much. To this day. A banner. We won the championship 1 year. And by the way, there were no black athletes in my organization either. It was a Catholic youth organization.
Wow.
So like we had a kid who was half black, and he was the best. He was the guy. He's like the principal of our high school now. Yeah, wow. But that guy, he was like Michael. Yeah, that dude was fucking. He was like the guy. But then like he was like one of the only black kids of the league, and I was like, he's gonna win MVP, dude.
Yeah,
you're playing against all these fucking little Latinos and giant farm boys. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he fucking murdered.
Wow.
I was like, oh, he can dribble between his legs. Look at him go. Yeah. Everybody else is like doing white guy fundamentals with short shorts, and then me, I'm all fat. I didn't even have the same uniform as everybody else.
Oh, no,
they didn't make uniforms
they
my
gave
size.
You a t-shirt.
I had to get a fucking shirt and I had the number pressed on.
Wow.
Even you go back and you look over at the photos, I'm just clearly like, just wow. Like, who's that somebody? Is that like the janitor? Like, nah, that's me, dude. I was the center.
And your uniform wasn't uniform.
No. We had to like go to like get a sports shirt and then they put Trujillo on the back.
Do you guys ever play like shirts and extra skin?
Yeah, I was on the shirts all the time. I was never on extra skins.
Damn.
But I also thought in my fat little brain as I practiced basketball in the back, because I didn't know how, I was so stupid. I didn't know how height worked. Mm. And genetics works. I don't pay attention in school.
Yeah.
In my head, I was like, man, I just got to lose all this weight. You'd be 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I was going to be 5 foot something forever.
I wonder if you would have been taller if your bones and stuff had less weight.
Almost. My father died at 5'0".
Was he fat too?
No.
Oh, okay.
My mother.
But he was fat of heart.
He was fat of heart. Yeah.
He was fat of heart.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Did he die of a heart attack?
No. Oh, okay. But I gave it to him. I think he's what he gave it to him.
Fat of heart.
Oh, shit.
Was your mom fat?
She was a little fat.
Yeah.
She was a little bit overweight. But, not to say she's overweight. You got to be like all nice to your mom.
I'm like,
yeah.
Saul likes big women. You know that about Saul. Like he's attracted to when we see like a hot bigger chick, Saul's dick gets fucking rock hard.
And I'm like
his dad fucking, you know, chip off the old block, it seems like, is what I'm saying.
Oh fuck, you might be right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It was also a block of cheese.
Chip off the old block of Velveeta.
Chip off the old block of Velveeta.
It was the same one that he blocked.
No, it is right. It's to a point where it's like it'll be like I have turned down, and this is not even like a flex. I have turned down very physically attractive women, like to, but I some women to this day, like that are heavy, it'd be hard for me to say no to.
Damn.
Even like I'm married. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's because they're attraction. So strong. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like
you can't like say no.
Yeah. Gravitational pull. No, baby, my dick went inside her pussy. I couldn't help it. She was too fat.
Yeah. Oh, we're waiting for the papers from NASA. I swear they'll prove it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love thicker women.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. God damn, I didn't even think you put the math to it, you piece of shit.
Genetics, bro.
Anyway, that little fat asshole thought he could play basketball. Yeah. I had a hoop in the backyard. I practiced every day. I shot baskets every day. I downed Pika, Lucas, and Twinkies every day.
Who was your guy when you would play by yourself in your backyard?
Kings
fan. Who'd you pretend like you were?
Mitch Richmond.
Oh yeah.
Mitch Richmond from the Sacramento Kings. Oh, yeah. It's real niche, but he was like my guy.
That's cool. Yeah. I love that.
Hall of Famer Mitch Richmond.
Hall of Famer.
I got a bunch of weird niche because I love soccer. I was a huge LA Galaxy fan because it's the only thing we had to like a home team.
Yeah.
I hate when, I don't hate it, but there is a lot of soccer fans out here that will pick one of the four biggest, always winning teams. And it's like, yeah, of course you're a fan of them. They're great. They win every fucking game.
Yeah.
And then like,
it's like somebody like Morgan Mizell, right? He's like, I'm into this sport. Okay, well then let me root for PSG. Team.
Yeah.
Because PSG is the best. Or Bayern Munich. Or
yeah,
like whatever's the best team at that moment.
And I just found it hard to wake up at 9 a.m. to watch a team that has nothing to do with my life. Yeah, I like the players. They're amazing. That's been fun. I'm really excited about Champions League coming back right now. But
Champions League is the best.
Yeah. But with the niche thing, like Landon Donovan, like American, one of the greatest niche. American players. It is kind of though, right? Like I could ask 10 people Landon on the street. There's probably seven of them will not know him.
I don't know. America? Because Landon Donovan was like American soccer forever.
American soccer.
What about, do you guys know Robbie Rogers?
No.
First openly gay soccer player played for the LA Galaxy.
I don't know him.
No, I didn't know him.
So there's that. There's fucking.
Did you know Andrew Hsu, star of Melrose Place, played for the Galaxy in their first year or two? Yeah.
Did you know, like back in the day, these fuckers had like jobs. They were like cool guys. Yeah. And then like, you know.
And they like moonlit as professional soccer players.
Gary Smith, he's a player I just made up now.
Okay, cool. He's a great guy.
Great niche, huh?
But I love it. But it's always been a trip when people, I remember going to see like the Galaxy play an exhibition against Real Madrid, and Madrid won, obviously. But like people like cheering, and I was like, I remember being in the bathroom going like, oh, I guess all these people are taking planes back to their home country of Spain tonight. Anyway.
Hey, would you guys play sports growing up? Either of you?
No.
Not you, no. Drew.
What's your favorite sport? What do you
Drew
like to
played
watch?
Basketball for sure.
Football. I like to watch football.
You mean soccer?
Yeah.
Do you really?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he means American football.
Okay, cool.
You know the game that was rigged so that the Chiefs could win?
Are you for real right now?
Yeah, dog, I'm
you
for real right now.
The whole thing was rigged?
I mean, I think sports in general are rigged. I think the NBA has been rigged.
It's rigged, but I think they use the sort of big games to maybe you can push a narrative, but I don't think that.
I think the refs make decisions in certain cases and don't make decisions in other cases to push whatever the league in general wants. I think the Lakers won in 2003 against the Kings. In part because the Kings missed 20 free throws in Game 7.
You gotta explain anything.
But in part because there was refs doing shady shit, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even Kobe Bryant, there's a great like scene of Kobe being interviewed before he died, not after he died, but before the helicopter thing.
Yeah.
And they asked him, they're like, 2003 against the Kings, was that rigged? And he says, he doesn't say no, he says specifically, well, there's a ref who went to jail for rigging games.
Wow.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And he reffed some of our games. And then he also says, but the Kings missed 20 free throws. In an overtime game 7, so they could have won too. And I think that's what it is. I don't think the players are ever trying not to win. I think the players can overcome the obstacles that the league puts in front of them. But the league isn't making, it's not an even match. The league wants Lakers Celtics. The league wanted Mahomes to make it to the Super Bowl so that Taylor Swift is up there and they get the biggest numbers ever.
Oh, he's probably betting with Vegas. So I was like, I miss the old days when the mob would just kill that ref.
Right, yeah.
A Kings fan who isn't mad. You know what I mean? That guy should be dead.
That guy should be dead.
That guy should be in the sea.
I know homeboy went to jail, but also I when I worked at the tattoo shop, they had like a they would go to like old tattooers and like do, you know, you get a marking of their gravestone. Like you get a crayon and paper and you can do like an imprint. And this coolest gravestone, I had these cool tigers on it. And it said, three can keep a secret if two are dead or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So part of me thinks there's too many people involved in this and somebody would like say something. You can't, if that many people are like in on it, I think somebody would.
That's the big risk.
It's a nuanced manipulation that maybe Taylor Swift and Kelce, they don't know. They're just they're having a relationship together. Yeah. But the camera goes over to Taylor
Swift. Well, yeah, it's like a documentary, right? You can push a narrative in a documentary with these real interviews and real shit that happened, but you can come out of the documentary with a certain narrative that you're pushing. I think that's more closer to the truth.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy who went to jail said there were other refs who worked with him and that he said as soon as it got released to the NBA that there was an FBI investigation about other refs involved. Mm-hmm. The NBA released a statement saying this ref is working alone, blah blah blah, and the rest of the refs were told not to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And so they shut it down.
Yeah.
So I think Scott Foster, who was one of the most prominent NBA refs, was involved in it too. I think there's specific refs who are involved in the NBA one who are still working.
They should all be dead.
And I think so too. At least there should have been a real investigation. The fact that the NBA was told we're investigating you and then they could shut it down.
Yeah.
Is fucking crazy. The NFL one, I think what they did was, there was a bunch of holdings that they would call to help the Chiefs along the way, and then they wouldn't call them against the Chiefs. I think you can just miss calls, and then there's no, refs, they didn't see it. But if it keeps happening over and over again to push the team that's going to give you better ratings.
But like the thing about that is for what fan base are they rigging it? Is it for
Taylor Swift fan base?
But those have been watching forever as supportive housewives.
But don't you?
Those are just the supportive housewives.
The numbers are way higher.
But the other ones like, I love football like you football. Yeah. And they wear the jerseys and they just show up with the husbands.
Yeah.
But they weren't really watching. Now they're watching because they're hoping to see Taylor Swift up there.
Oh.
And so if the Chiefs lost to the Dolphins, let's say, or if the Chiefs lost to the Ravens, I'm not saying it's all rigged. Like the Ravens also played like shit. But if the Chiefs had lost, those girls wouldn't be watching as closely. They'd be watching only for the commercials.
They also said it was like a political thing. Like if the Niners won,
bullshit.
They were like, the Niners win is for conservatives. If the fucking Chiefs win, it's for liberals.
No,
how is it this?
The conspiracy theory was Taylor Swift, they were going to cheat so that Taylor Swift could win, come on the field, and then announce that she supports Biden. And it didn't happen. Like, obviously, she's not going to make a political statement at her boyfriend's. Her dead eyes,
with
just
her
like
dead
Biden.
White eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, sometimes the conspiracies that are real, I think sometimes people will just turn left or right. Like, they used to do that about, like, when I was on Kill Tony, you would see people write things and this is what's going on. And they'd be like right up to a certain point and then go off the rails and you're like, that is nowhere near the truth of what
The next step, like the is where it gets crazy.
It's like Joel's winning these drum battles because someone's funding something and you're like, no, like this is all showmanship. Like I'm winning because the crowd likes me, whatever. Like I'm not technically proficient or whatever.
Were you ever scared to lose them?
Always.
You won them all, right?
I won them all. I did lose one to I think Louis J, but it was because somebody had like moved, like my shit like got fucked up and I wasn't like in the mode.
Oh, okay.
But I buried that. So yeah, I won all of them. Never been beat.
Don't ever bring it up again.
Yeah.
My alleged loss.
Yeah. No, I lost multiple times in the scope of like, if you're looking at like technical ability all the time, but that's why I wore a dildo and did backflips. I won the hearts. I was the people's champion.
Right. You put on a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where I won.
All right. Take it easy.
Yeah.
Come at me with your fucking dildo energy.
God, I used to slam fucking beers and play the drums with my dick and suck my own dick on stage. And
Could you slap your dick onto a drum thing? And
yeah, I had the dildo. I would play the drums with the dildo. I'd jump and hit the cymbals and backflip off the bass drum and shit. Off the stage.
You miss being a drummer?
I still play drums.
Drums.
I mean, like,
in that context?
Yeah.
It was fun. It was really fun. I think it was a different thing. I don't miss the stress of the drum battles because it would happen. And to be honest, I would drink a lot. And that would give me the confidence to be like, I was like unstoppable up there. And there were times where there wasn't alcohol available and I would feel the difference.
Oh.
There was one time I took a bottle from a green room in one city, put it in my backpack, traveled to the next city because there wasn't alcohol in that green room. And I like, before the battle, I went backstage and like slammed some vodka and then went up and fucking crushed it.
That's the punk rock Joel I need to see.
Yeah. But I'm too insecure now that I'm sober-ish.
Okay. This is simple. Go ahead.
You weren't drunk when you did the comedy dating show and you had your dick out and stuff. You were sober.
I don't remember how long ago. Yeah, I think I was
you were sober.
Sober
for sure.
Yeah, I think
you still have that in you.
I think now I can achieve it sometimes. Yeah.
Well, you still have it in you. You just have to get there a different way.
Yeah.
You just have to find the pathway.
I have to like jump up and down backstage.
Right.
I have
maybe
to like
do push-ups
massage
or,
my cheeks because my face gets fucking tight.
Yeah. You have you have the opposite confidence of a man. Like a man wants to have clothes on. I think you have more confidence with your clothes off.
I kind
of
do. Yeah. I feel more free.
Because then you're like, hey, there's my dick, everybody.
Kind of.
I'm definitely the guy with the biggest dick in the room.
Also, if you can channel anger.
Yeah.
And channel it. In, like if you just imagine somebody hitting on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then you take that fucking anger and then you fucking do a bunch of push-ups.
When I did the sidelines on the dating show, like it was the first time, like Lulu came with me as my girlfriend to the store. Yeah. And I like wanted to like alpha that shit and be like evil, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a trip. That's an interesting.
Right, babe? Huh? It's hot, right, babe?
Yeah. You like that, babe?
Yeah, she did say it was.
I know what you mean specifically.
Did I tell you guys I live with her now?
I moved in. Hey, congrats, my boy.
Yeah.
Baby boy's growing up.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You guys were
it.
Basically living together like from the beginning.
Yeah, but I love it. It's so fun to like, especially with the craziness of the store, to like come home. To like a quiet apartment, like house. Yeah. With someone you love, it's like really nice. Yeah,
that's the best.
Aww, you're gay.
I know.
He's gay for his girlfriend.
Yeah, me too. I'm gay for his.
Okay.
I have a wife. You fucking weirdo.
Okay.
All right. And also, we've
use
already talked
anger,
about
Joel.
The prerequisites.
Use that
anger. You know what I mean?
Prerequisites.
Prerequisites.
Did you have more sports stuff you wanted to talk about, or can I shift subjects here?
Shift subjects, buddy.
I've been watching Love on the Spectrum.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of similarities with me and some of these people.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to do the
you
thing
you're on
you
the spectrum?
Autistic?
I think I'm. I don't think I'm autistic. I think because it's a spectrum, I have some inklings that I might have some sort of light. The light spectrum might cast a shadow.
You might just have anxiety.
Yeah,
and you think social anxiety. You're on the spectrum.
Yeah, because I think maybe that's a symptom of. That's it.
Yeah,
and I would never like take away somebody's. You know, I'm not saying that I'm like these people.
Hey, I've never seen one obsession of trains.
You're like a guy who like a white guy that can
dunk. Talk about Planet of the Apes or drums ever.
Are you good at math
or stand up? No, I'm horrible at it.
You're not like
you're
a,
like
a rain man.
He's like a white guy that dunked and is like, am I black? I dunked. Am I black? No, dude. You can
dunk. Dick like a
bring
black
me
guy.
A hoop. Bring me a hoop. Let's see.
My dick's big. Am I black?
No, but I
would.
Somebody, there's such sweet moments on the show where I'm like, there is something really cool about being unfiltered and like they just say it like.
I love their families too. Like some of their families are the best.
I love the way like their parents will talk to them. Like they know how to like cut through and like get to them. Or this one guy, this specialist, she has autism. She's teaching them how to go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she breaks down how they have to act on the date is so like, you go, oh, fuck. Like, she knows the psychology behind it.
Yeah.
I know how to word this so that he'll understand it.
Yeah. Where God, they're like, oh, well.
Take a lot of patience.
For sure.
Don't you think she would like to talk too?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe ask a question that'll lead her to talk a little.
Or I love when she's like, okay, where do you think you would walk on a date? And he's like, in front. And she's like, why? He's like, because I'm the guy. I'm like protecting her. I want to be in front to protect her. She's like, but okay,
let's
walk.
To her?
What happens here? And he's like, oh yeah, you're right. If I'm in front of her, we can't talk. Like, yeah. It's cool to see the things move. And just some of the stuff is so cool. Like one guy—
but you knew that already, right?
About what?
About like you can't really talk to a person if you're like way in front of them.
Yeah, for sure. I've moved on.
Because you're not, because you're not on the spectrum.
Yes, no, yes. I don't truly think I am, but there are times where I go, maybe. But just the one guy goes on the date and he's like, he doesn't want kids. He's sure of it. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the date, he goes, I'm sorry. You mentioned you want kids. I don't want to have them. By any means, like, please don't like not stay in touch though. Like, we can be friends, blah, blah, blah. And then that's it. Like they sort of like, he puts his shit on the table. It doesn't match up.
Yeah.
And then there are times where it does bite him in the ass.
Or what about the kid who, the funniest was the kid who was like—
I haven't finished it, so no spoilers.
Who's like, do you like nature? And the girl's like, no, I'm more of a city guy.
And he puts and he's no like, right
nope.
in front of her.
And he just marks
yeah.
it
yeah.
right in front of her face.
Yeah. But then the guy's like, are you marking that in front of them? And he's like, yeah. Oh, was I not supposed to do
yeah.
that? And he goes, yeah, you might make them feel bad,
mean.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But then he changed his mind about
but
that.
But it's a great show. I think there's so much like warmth and like—
yeah, it is a sweet
good.
Show.
Yeah, but I did take an edible and as I got higher, the more I was like feeling too many emotions and I was like, yeah. I should probably
go to
sleep. The
Goof Troop song starts playing. Yeah. Troop, and we'll always be together.
The Goof Troop. That's what we are.
Forever.
We're a Goof Troop.
You know what the fuck I'm talking yeah. about.
We have black belts in buffoonery. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Can we do a ceremony? I'm going to buy 3 black belts and get buffoonery embroidered on them. And we'll do a ceremony where we give each other black belts in buffoonery.
Hell yeah.
Make no mistake, I understand that those are people who are on the spectrum and we're retarded. You know what I mean? That's all it is.
Yeah. He said it.
You know what I mean?
God, guys. I mean, I'm very weird on this show, but the jokes I will make when watching TV. Thank God no one's filming.
Oh, sorry. Satire.
Yeah. Satire. Satire.
But yeah, I'm back to sports. I'm
I can't believe you brought up a thing about autism and you're like, oh, we're assholes. Why would you bring that up? Because
the show. I think people should watch it. I think it gives a really good window into like, basically like these things aren't like, they're not a disability really. You know, it's like, it's just a different, we got into a talk about.
Let me ask you a question about it.
Yes.
Do you think everybody on that show who says they're autistic is actually autistic?
Yeah, I think so.
I have my doubts.
I've never seen the show.
I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen certain dates where I'm like, and I don't. They're not the major characters, but there's a few people who I'm like, this person's not even autistic. Okay. This person's just trying to date some hot autistic chicks.
Well, yeah, no, I think there are dates where it's where they don't do the things that bother them before, and I think those people aren't on the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have other things wrong with them, but
see that?
Not wrong with them.
3 jokes.
Well, that was interesting too.
I have so many jokes that I'm saying in my head.
One of the moms said that like the first 10 years of the kid's life, she kept trying to like kind of fix her son and like make him okay. Right. And then she realized that he flourished when she just kind of like let him be who he wants to be. And then it brought up the idea that I think that like maybe in tribal societies and stuff like that, autism and things like that weren't like a hindrance because they would just have a job in the tribe. Like they would find something. I think
sleeping up at Rayleigh's and stuff.
At what?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's Ralph's out here. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
My apologies.
Shut up. And then but I think that a lot of societal norms and like the things that society has become is what makes it hard to sort of survive in our modern society. But I don't think before jobs and money and things like that it would have been as much of like a hindrance. I think they would have had a part in the tribe. They would have been like taken care of or loved or maybe even been like a shaman or some shit.
Shaman.
Like, I'm sorry, shaman's good. Your brother's name, right? Yeah. Shaman Rashidi.
You're allowed to be racist, but I'm not allowed to make fun of the goofies.
Oh, I'm not allowed to do it. I won't worry about it. Yeah. Did I say something wrong?
No. Shaman is my shout out to my brother Shaman.
Shout out to my shout out to Shaman Rashidi.
Yeah, Shaman Ramen.
That's yeah.
Whoa, what happened there?
Well, if we could talk, we could combine both of them and talk about the Special Olympics if you'd like.
Okay, cool.
Sports and love on the spectrum.
Yeah. I've never actually watched the Special Olympics. I would love to.
I wonder what gets better ratings, Special Olympics or WNBA championship? I bet it's pretty close.
God, now my brain's pretty close, right?
I bet it's pretty close.
Why would you do that? Why would you ask that question?
I think I'd rather watch Special Olympics than WNBA championship, right? Right?
Yeah.
Special Olympics, way more fun.
Trying, you know?
I think gambling on Special Olympics would be fun. If we had like legal gambling on FanDuel.
Well, I said Morgan a thing. I think they opened it up finally.
That would be tight.
I mean, why not? There's a winner and a loser.
And if you do your research, you got to know which disabilities beat other disabilities. You're like, this guy's going to be way faster than this guy. This guy's got like spinal bifida or whatever.
Somehow, this
guy's got Down syndrome. Down syndrome's way faster.
This is always where we end up.
What? Where?
Where?
You brought up Love on the Spectrum.
You're right. It is my fault.
And then we came here. It's the perfect place to come.
You're like, I wanted to be sincere for one episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
I love Love on the Spectrum. I think it's a great show.
Here's the guy. What are the guidelines? Because in with everything that's happened today, I think you're a candidate for the Special Olympics.
I definitely am. I should be saying. I say things, but I should not be saying.
Do you think the refs are rigging those games?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I think they are. I think they
are. That's where the mafia moved. They're killing dirty refs in the Special Olympics.
No, but they should have Special Olympics people competing among their own ailment, specialness.
Oh, okay.
Specialty. Mm. There should be like Down syndrome 100-yard race, and then there should be like other whatever, like if you're on the spectrum. 100-yard race.
Now, this sounds like a straight-up gambler. It's only fair, all right? Fair is fair.
That's the way we make the gambling work. You know?
You're gambling with your life right now.
Yeah. Wait, so like a fantasy...
What are the odds?
A fantasy football, but for the Special Olympics?
Yeah, that would be fun. I've got Bruno.
I've got Bobby. Bobby's out this week. Bobby's out this week.
Bobby Boucher?
Yeah.
He's a star, man.
Yeah. Well, he's injured, all right? Well. He fell down. He didn't see the wet floor sign.
Speaking of dribbling.
That reminds me. When you guys were kids playing basketball, did your team ever pour Sprite on their shoes before?
No.
Why would you do that?
They made it stickier.
A waste of Sprite.
Oh, I see. On the bottom of your shoes.
Yeah, I think it was like we had cheap shoes for the most part. Probably, Payless.
No, but we would like spit on our hands and jerk each other off. And then jerk each other off. Yeah. And then the cum would be in the middle and we'd step in the cum.
Yeah.
Cool. And that would give us.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
God forbid you fall. God forbid you fall.
Wait, do you think that's why black porn stars wear the Timberlands? Because of the grip?
That is why. Yeah.
Fuck. You know what? Yeah. That's such a good reference because about 4 out of 5 black porns is black dudes wearing Timberlands.
Yeah. And some people have made the jokes that they take their pants off and then put their shoes back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I don't want you to see my bunions.
That is...
You can see my butthole.
Those floors are probably gross. The floor's kind of gross, I bet.
You know what? I don't like in porno, like it'll be like a... The butt part, there'll be the camera on the guy's butt going in like from this angle. You're like, all right.
Yeah, why are you showing that?
Yeah, I want to see your cock.
Yeah. I want to see the cock going in.
Not the asshole. That's gay.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I do have a question though. Because I only asked that question.
Thank you for announcing you have a question. Otherwise, how would we know you were about to ask something?
You're feeling feisty today. All I got to do is bring up Israel, Palestine, and you'll go up into a
fuck,
hall.
I'm out of here.
You want me to do that?
No.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
No, what's your question? Hit me with your
like
question.
Like Thanos.
You know who has power in this country? Because Joel's like, Iranians, terrorists, they're awful. Puerto Ricans?
By the way.
Boo.
By the way, Saul, it's not Thanos, it's Flanos.
That's Flanos. Mexican Thanos.
Yeah,
like Flanos. That.
Flanos.
I got all of the 9 rings from the quarters. The quarter things are.
Banos.
Banos. Fuck. What the fuck?
You're going to ask a question.
I forgot because I got ridiculed. I legit forgot. Oh, it was a terrible question. That's
okay,
why.
Go ahead.
It was like when somebody coughs, does their butthole open? I only asked that because your dog, when she barks, her butthole opens.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So every time we cough, does our butthole open?
I think mine tightens.
Yeah, no, mine tightens.
Does it? I don't think
so. And remember the Titans.
Yeah. I remember the Titans.
It wasn't even worth it. The question wasn't even worth it.
I thought it was. It was worth the Flanos thing. It was worth the remember the Titans. Yeah.
And it's fun. It is. I did.
And
you just bring
idea
that up.
About fantasy Special Olympics.
That was not my idea.
Any third world Browns with no money? Joel's like, fuck you. But if you got any kind of power in Hollywood,
I don't know if we should be talking about that. I'm not sure if we should be talking
JK,
about that.
JK, God damn it.
But cut off his hand. Cut off that dirty terrorist's hand. Hey, be careful. I don't want to.
Well, we have one in the room. That's why I would never do it behind their back.
Do you guys do fantasy football?
I do.
You definitely don't.
No, it's interesting. All that stuff seems fun in theory, but I just can't. I'd rather go like better myself. Yeah, I'd rather go do jujitsu for real or play drums.
But it doesn't get in the way of doing jujitsu.
Have you met some of these people?
It's pathetic.
No, you just set your lineup and it's like gambling.
And they just get, oh, it's fucking. Ugh. It's just.
It makes it more fun to watch games that you don't care about.
Mm. But you see a guy crying over a fucking game that he has no stakes in outside of money. It's sad.
Yeah. Money is big.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you see people crying over the shit, it's like, fucking be a man. Stop fucking crying.
I just lost my son's college tuition.
Like, and it's like, gross, and it's like, don't let fantasy football lose your humanity, you know? Like when, I remember it would be like all over ESPN and shit, like a star wide receiver gets injured and then everybody's tweeting like, oh, my fantasy's over, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, dude, there's a man whose Achilles is torn. He can't walk anymore, and he used to be the best athlete in the world.
And they go, this motherfucker.
All you give a fuck about?
He lost me my wings
is
money.
This league that doesn't matter? Yeah. It's like that shit. It's like we lose our humanity. But as long as you're like a normal person, I just like set my lineup and I go, and I try to win money.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you make something a game, like a video. Like then they tell people, like those drone pilots, they make them think it's like, like a video game.
Yeah, that's
or
crazy.
Air traffic controllers. Yeah. They're just dots.
They're just pushing a button and playing a game. Yeah.
And that's what ends up happening.
Yeah.
All those old white women who used to complain about Marilyn Manson helped with school shootings. I was like, and video games helping with school shootings. Yeah. I think video games are helping us bomb brown countries. That's all that's happening.
Yeah, if anything, they're stopping.
Well, but there's video games that are like first-person shooter games too.
Yeah.
Those I think might. I don't. I'm not really sure what the science is behind it, but they might. You know, make you feel more comfortable actually going through and being a first-person shooter.
But I think a lot of people maybe they exercise those demons through the game.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's why I always thought like. Never mind.
Go ahead. I think I know where you're going. Hold on. Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
Does this have to do with pedophiles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying like sex dolls for pedophiles or like cartoon pedophile porn? Do you think that stops?
Yeah, or something. Yeah.
But then we go back to like, does fake sugar make you want real sugar?
That goes right back to that. Yeah.
Also, we also have to pedophiles are real, all right? We need to create them as a real monster. And as we grow up, we need to stop talking about like the boogeyman. Like, you behave or this guy's going to fuck you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys know the Seventh Heaven pastor Camden from Seventh Heaven is a pedophile.
I think I heard that.
And the way he got caught, I think, was I don't think he ever actually raped any children, but I think he went and told a therapist that he had those feelings.
Wow. Oh.
And then I think the therapist told somebody.
Damn.
So it's like, I don't think there's any cases of anybody saying, yeah, he raped these kids.
Wow.
But it's like, life is over because imagine being, let's just call this person Joel and we'll call him a pedophile.
I'm just kidding.
I see it.
But imagine being a pedophile and not doing anything bad, knowing it's evil, knowing that you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You go try and get help because of it and then your career is ruined because you hadn't got help. Man.
You're not allowed to go in there. Yeah. Be a pedophile, eh?
Everywhere you look, there's a McDonald's.
Oh, fuck. I don't know why I have this in my chest right now, but I hate golf.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel you.
For speaking sports, I hate it. I think it's an elitist sport.
It is an elitist sport, for sure.
I think it's a bullshit waste of space. And I was so angry. And the other day, Torrio Van Grol was playing golf on his phone. And I was going to go roast him. But then I go, you know what? I'm okay with this. Do it on your phone. You don't need to like waste land to go play this stupid fucking game. We have digital. You can do VR golf, all that. I don't think it's a sport. I think it's boring. And that's it.
Yeah, it's like Christianity. All my white friends try to tell me to do it, but like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm all right. You can, George Lopez and other Browns who like it can do it. I'm okay though.
Watch me play golf and I like love it.
I mean, I imagine it could be probably fun, but it is an elitist sport. It's literally
a waste of water.
The most amount of land.
Yeah.
Most amount of water to keep that grass, especially here in California, alive.
The tiniest ball.
It's like
ball.
The exact opposite of soccer.
Yeah.
Soccer, which is like a smaller piece of land.
Even basketball. With
22 people playing on a small piece of land at the same time.
Yeah.
Versus 1 to 4 people playing on a huge amount of acreage. Yeah, it really is an elitist.
Acreage, that's in Alaska, right?
Yep, Anchorage, Alaska.
Cool, great.
I've said like 4 words. I don't know how to say, but I'm trying.
Methamphetamine.
I can't say it.
Yeah.
Trader Joe.
Yeah.
But Trader Joe's, is that not?
Trader Joe's.
No, you put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
What did you say? The wrong phallacis on saliva?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Let's stay on schedule.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Right. But no, yeah, I hate golf too. I always hated golf.
Yeah.
Mini golf's kind of fun.
Mini golf is kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's mini. It's small.
I've never played golf though, so I don't know if I would have fun doing it.
I know I'm bad at golf.
I know I'd be bad. But it might be
like
fun.
A pro golfer, that would be awesome.
No.
Yeah, you get the little cart, you don't have to walk. You get a caddy, a white caddy. That would be fun actually. Get a white caddy.
You just
make
want a
him
white
carry
caddy.
My fucking bag.
You could just get a white slave, dog. You don't got to get a caddy. You ain't got to get golf. You ain't got to go to golf for that.
Yeah, but it's kind of more socially accepted.
Here's your thing. I've seen comedians do it in the past. You're a veteran comedian.
Yeah.
You get yourself a young open micer and just have him be your gopher. And then offer him shows that never come. I see them do it all the time.
I've been hearing stories lately of like, and we won't name names. I'm sure Hormos or somebody will, but like opener, like, they don't let their openers in the green room with them and shit like that. Chappelle was telling me a story. He hosted, or he did a show somewhere and his opener like didn't want to come in the green room. He's like, dude, come in. Like, but I guess the guy had a bad experience with other headliners who like did not want him in there. That's such a crazy.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't care. This guy, I'll never meet him. This guy named Bruce Jingles.
Mm.
He like kicked my buddy out of a green room for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And then he was just like, it was like super weird. I didn't even do anything. I was like, you just suck.
Yeah.
That guy sucks. That's all.
People forget like how tough this shit is. And like, I don't know, you want to be nice to everybody. And you know, we're all struggling in the same bullshit. I don't know.
That dude didn't show up to potluck. And then I just shout like, if fucking Bruce Jingles doesn't show up to potluck, oh no.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you guys hear about a comic in Canada who was getting male comics to send feet pics?
Yes, I did. I know about
this. You guys have heard about this guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because anytime...
Now, I see smiles on both of your faces as soon as I mention it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awful thing this guy did. Right? Yeah. We agree. Awful thing this guy did. If he'd done it to women, we wouldn't be smiling as soon as
I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Would you?
Oh, I wouldn't. I would feel way worse about it. If it was women.
No. I feel bad about it both ways because I've read interviews with some of the victims of it.
Yeah,
and it's all fucked up. I think that I think it's fucked either way.
I think it's fucked either way, but I think it's hilarious that it happened to men.
Mm.
And I think it wouldn't be funny at all if it happened to
women. I guess I don't think it because as a comic, I think it was predatory.
It's predatory for sure.
Yeah.
But predatory towards men, hilarious.
Mm.
Predatory towards women, fucking awful.
See, I think predatory towards human beings is bad.
Nah, dude. You're being a fucking sensitive cuck right now.
I think there's only one race and that's the human race.
Definitely not true.
Yeah. We can play this whole
men
equal
and women
bullshit,
are different.
Whatever. I will never walk you to your car, Joel.
Yeah,
I'll never walk you to your car.
But I'm literally,
but I will walk the lady.
That's because I keep that thing on me.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but
that
I'm
did.
Saying I've never walked a male comic to his car.
No.
I will walk. Like, we can play. You know, we are equal. Whatever.
Well, let's be honest. Well, it depends how far the car is.
Listen. I tell you that this guy got me to send my feet pic to him.
Yeah.
You'd make fun of me.
That's very funny.
You'd make fun of me.
But I would feel bad.
But you would make fun of me.
It is sexist.
Maybe,
it's sexist.
I don't know.
Okay. You probably would. We would make fun of me. Everybody would make fun of me. You fucking took pictures of your feet, blah, blah, blah. Everybody would be making fun of me. Now, a female comic, one of our friends, tells you that.
Mm.
You're
pissed. Aren't extra protective of your
And you get protective of her because,
I'm extra protective.
Way extra protective.
Yeah, you're right.
And I also think it's because as men, we're just walking around life.
Yeah.
Fucking living, like, safe.
Yeah.
And if somebody suddenly targets us and gets us to send feet pictures, it's like, they got us.
It's because it's a minority. Women, for sure.
Women
are
constantly being targeted.
Yeah.
And then a guy got her?
If I see it, I don't like it. You know what I mean? And it's not even being a cuck. I feel something eternally. Like, I want to hurt that person.
Yeah. But we're not the same, men and women.
Yeah.
This Canadian comedian was getting like young open micer male comedians to send pictures of themselves with their feet out.
Videos too.
And videos.
There's a Vice article on it.
There's like a Zach Galifianakis type rule and they need you to like take a picture on your like stomach with your feet behind your head and like make a video of you like snapping your toes against each other or whatever.
Here's the thing. He was targeting mostly white open micers, which is very funny.
Men.
Very, very funny. Wait, I open micer men.
Yeah.
He had a type.
Dude.
But see, the
it's
thing
so
is,
funny.
That guy has performed.
It's so good.
Yes. Old.
No.
That's funny.
I'm not sure.
Maybe you know, like a brown comic. I'm not sending you my fucking feet.
Yeah, what the
my
fuck?
My feet are gross.
Yeah. You know, we got a Steve Harvey roll.
I'll show you my dick before I show you my feet. My feet are nasty.
Honestly, if he just messaged me and was like, I'm horny for feet. Can you send me your feet?
$50 right now.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I got you, dog.
But the story, the lure, the fact that I got you to send me a stupid bitch.
That's got
to
be what got him off, too. Yeah, like, I tricked him. Yeah.
Big toe.
I tricked him.
Yeah.
He tricked him.
That guy's been at the store. He comes to the store sometimes.
He loves tricks.
And he performs. He performs.
You're saying the name of the bike, right?
Yeah.
He performs at the store. But the only issue is that when he comes, like the employees, the door guys that know will go like, that's the fuck guy.
Yeah.
That's the fuck guy. And then they'll go, what do you mean? Oh, you don't know?
And then everybody laughs.
Every time he comes, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
But when you're the foot guy,
imagine his name was
forever,
Tony.
You're forever the foot guy and you're going to be the weird guy and you'll probably never get past.
Well,
you're the foot guy.
This guy did a special and the special is called Something Funny.
No. Forgive me. Talk later.
Pedestal?
No, it's better. Let's just say it's a pun.
We're having fungus. What's going on?
No. It's yeah.
Oh,
when some
man.
When somebody cannot, I don't want to do this.
Here's the thing. All we're doing right now is spewing toxicity, which is what this podcast is about. All right.
Yeah.
You can find this article. It's a Vice article. Canadian comedian. Feet pics.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
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 Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. We
am
don't wanna,
I following
yeah.
him? Yeah.
guys, we don't want to walk over all over this guy. You know,
that's might for be white what he comics wanted. To do so he could jerk off onto the feet.
Okay.
But that's another thing. It's like,
until you walk a mile in his shoes.
What's fucked up is that this guy's a fucking killer.
Yeah.
He is undeniably.
He can't get his foot in the door.
I mean,
he's tall too. Would you say he's like 6 feet? Something.
But because of this, I mean, you will never be. I will never. I'm like, come on.
Yeah. You think anybody's ever socked him?
Nah, you can't. You can't wear socks around him. You can't.
That should be his merch. He should sell socks.
Yeah.
You should sell socks.
Yeah, you're like, dude, you're lightweight pedophile. You're pedophile lightweight, dog. Yeah. You're a pedophile from the weight down.
Pediophile.
Pediophile. This little piggy got
you're
molested,
a Manny pedophile.
A pedag file?
Yeah.
A Manny pedophile.
Fuck,
Fuck, yeah. That's how. But yeah, I don't know.
Let me just say this, too. I'm real fun when there's no cameras on.
Are you?
You guys know me.
Yeah.
I'm crazy, man. I say crazy shit.
And we need that unadulterated.
Well, I'll get there eventually.
The way he pronounces Nigeria is so funny.
Well,
you guys should see it.
No,
it's when the camera's on.
It. It's the only way.
What about the other one? Niger.
Niger.
Whoa.
It's Niger here nor there.
That's how you do it, buddy.
Yeah.
That's how you ease your way out real good. Man, we are going to get nothing in the future. We got to hope for
fine.
YouTube success.
Israel.
Fuck you, man.
It said is real.
He's
YouTube
like,
success is real. Yeah.
It is real.
Yeah.
All right?
I'm a pal of Stein.
Ben Stein?
Zach Stein?
Yeah, Zach Stein.
Zach Stein, Ben Stein, Frankenstein.
God damn it.
God damn it. We started with sports and we ended with...
I don't know how we end these goddamn podcasts sometimes.
Well, you need your feet to play sports. Unless... Fuck yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure because I was like, we're starting to lose steam. You guys got anything coming up?
When's our next Dirty at 10:30?
Oh, we should definitely promote the Dirties at 10:30s. We got the
Those
Dirty
fun,
at 10:30. We got it March 6th.
March 6th, April
3rd. I'm proud of like my friends and you guys, like all these independent shows people are doing at the store that seem to be doing really well. And I think a good sign of a great show is when comics want to just come hang out. I noticed that with the dating show, with the Dirty one. Like people I'm like, are you on the show? They're like, no, I just came to support. And I'm like,
you're
this
a big
is awesome.
Fan. Of the Dogs of Browntown, you're gonna be a big fan of the Dirty at 10:30. Mm-hmm. It's all this.
Yeah.
It's all this type of material.
Yeah.
It is funny though when I book a comic and I don't book dirty comics because if you're a dirty, most dirty comics you stink. You know what I mean? Because you're too, you rely
you
on crass too
that.
Much.
Yeah.
Instead of just writing jokes. So like I just book regular comics and I just do your set.
Yeah.
If you have something you're that's dirty,
right.
try it.
Yeah.
But I never, so it's like, it's always hilarious.
Great lineups too, man. I see the posters and I'm like, fuck, they got that guy or.
But you know who's been killing it? I just want to just mention him. Zach Stein.
Yeah. Very
Dude,
funny, man.
He's always been really funny, but I feel like he's taken a step. He murdered
are we
the comedy
are
dating
we
show.
Shout outs? All right, cool.
So that's going to be my
I got one.
Good one of the week.
Good one of the week. Oh, Zach Stein. I forgot about the good one.
Yeah,
of the
I'm gonna
week.
Do this, good one of the week. Zach Stein.
This one is already like famous, but I watched a set the other day and I was like, this is like genius level shit. Was Ian Edwards?
The guy who's been doing it 35 years.
But ask.
Yeah,
know,
he's
I
great.
I don't think he's a household name. He should
no,
be.
No,
he
like,
should be. But
amazing,
I
amazing
up,
comic,
I, like,
amazing writer.
It's unbelievable.
And he's such a good dude.
Yeah,
like advice.
Yeah, he's very quiet and stuff. But the other day when he came off stage, I like made it a point to. I said that was incredible because it was just like brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant shit, man.
Well, I'm going to give it to Nicole Buchanan.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
She's been crushing it as of late. She's hitting a stride that, like, in the past where I've seen her do well, but now she's, like, fucking just lighting rooms on fire. It's great. Yeah. She's so funny. But, yeah, that's been Dogs of Browntown.
Hell yeah.
You can catch me, soulcomedy.com, at soulcomedy on Instagram, and hormones?
At nothormones or hormonesrashidi.com.
I'm at Mostly Sorry. You can find me cuddling with my girlfriend in our apartment together.
Find me there too.
I will kill you.
We keep saying it's a satirical podcast, but we mean everything we say. I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Please rate, review, subscribe right down here.
Follow us on Instagram at Dogs of Browntown and follow me on Instagram at Not Hormones.
Don't forget about me. That's Saul Comedy. Saul Trujillo.
Hey, don't leave me out of the fun. I'm at Mostly Sorry on Instagram. Yeah.